Why, good morning.
Morning.
How are
you? Doing great.
Good.
How are you doing?
Just feeling a little scratchy this morning.
Ew, what?
Great times.
Yeah. Yeah, I have hair in my mouth. Can't get it.
Yummy.
Yeah.
So, we're back.
We are so back.
We are back and better than ever.
We are going to be better than ever.
Yes, that's we are.
For sure. Yes. But as you all know, we're all going through this quarantine thing right now.
Great times.
So we thought it'd be a great, fun idea to do a mini quarantine series.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay!
Quarantine minisodes for all your shelter at home needs.
Yes. That'd be a fun idea to get people's minds off of, you know, this whole thing, because that's all we see on the internet, all we see on TV. So.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not trying to make fun of this. We know it's very serious, but we also like to keep things lighthearted. So.
Yes.
So, yes, we have been gone for a bit, we are aware.
Yes, you know, life happened. I had a job transition that I'm really excited about and hopefully will continue after this quarantine. Brina, what have you been up to?
So I work in an eye doctor, and around this time of year is very busy because it's spring break time.
Yeah.
So all the people's kids are coming home. And around this time is when everyone wants to start getting back into, like, getting their appointments because it's not as cold out and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, it's just been super busy there. I've been working extra hours, so.
Isn't it also, like, end of insurance periods?
Yep, that too. And taxes are coming back for people. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, so we've just been a little crazy. But we have come up with a game plan and have decided if we're going to revamp and reboot that we're going to be committed this time and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about these quarantine minisodes, but there will be more to follow. We will not fall off the face of the earth again.
We promise.
Yes. We'll let you know if we do, but.
Yeah. This time we won't just drop off.
Yeah.
We'll give a warning.
Exactly.
But we don't plan on it anytime soon, so.
Yes. So we're back for the long haul, baby.
Hell yes.
And we apologize to anyone who was following us religiously. You're still appreciated.
Yeah, we love each and every one of you who have been following our journey on this podcast.
And if you're new, like, welcome. Don't feel free to go back, or feel free to go back and listen, but don't feel it necessary, because we're revamping, you know, we're bringing it back.
We're very open and honest and open to, like, anything type of people, and I feel like us revamping our podcast is going to show that a lot more.
Yes.
So, we're excited.
Yes. It's going to be great.
But, all right. Anyway.
Back to COVID-19. So we're going to start with, like, 30 seconds to a minute of just kind of serious talk about it, and then get into more, like, lightheartedness of it. So, you know, if you're feeling down, if you're empathic, if you don't want to listen to that, just hit the fast forward a few times. All right.
Yes.
And there's warning starting now.
All right. So, we've all been watching the news. I'm sure some people have it on 24/7, and you see that these people are passing away, and you see all these people are getting it. It's like spreading like wildfire. And yeah, it's kind of scary.
It is. So reminder to take social distancing seriously, right? Don't go out unless it's absolutely necessary. As in, you actually need something or actually have to work. Don't just run to the grocery store because you ran out of peanut butter. I'm sure your butter will be just fine as a substitute, right? Don't take those little trips like you used to. Kind of stock up when you go. Not clear the shelves, but get everything that you need. And then wait until you're kind of low on multiple things before you go back out. That's the only way to stop this spread and quote unquote flatten the curve.
Mm-hmm. And of course, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer.
The best way, especially if like you have someone immunocompromised in your house or something, take your shoes off outside, get in the house immediately, take your clothes off and put them in a basket. And then hop right in the shower. Don't put them on the floor. Put them right into a laundry basket. That's the best way to stop the spread and not bring it into your house.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Is that enough seriousness for now?
Yeah. 30 seconds? I think that's good enough. And just remember, people, don't have the news on all day, because all that's going to do is make you feel depressed. Don't listen to secondhand sites. Keep following what the CDC is telling you.
Yep.
You know, turn on something funny that's going to make you laugh. Or, like, you know, even if you want to put on a scary movie, if that's how you escaped, or, you know, through scary movies or funny movies or dramas, you know. So, do that.
Limit yourself.
Yes. Okay, right. Anyway.
Back to normal.
So, I'm curious, Josie.
Yeah.
What have you been doing for quarantine? What was your day like yesterday?
Oh man, my day yesterday. So, got up in the morning and did a little, you know, housework, had a normal start to my day. Did some online training for my new job, and then got an email that I wasn't gonna get paid for it, so kind of put the brakes on that, still kind of waiting in limbo as to what's going on with that. So I was a little upset about that. So then I started drinking, had a vodka 7-Up, and then Brina and I had a lovely FaceTime chat, and I finished my vodka 7-Up, and then hung up with Brina, only for my mom and sister to call me, like, 5 minutes later, and asked if they could have a drink with me, so couldn't say no.
Why did you not three-way me in?
I should have. Silly of me.
Next time, you better do that.
Okay, we'll do that soon.
Okay, good.
We can all play a game together.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
So then had a glass of wine with them. It was delicious. And then hung up with them, only... and then I was feeling it. I was really feeling it after that call.
You said you were feeling it a little bit when we were FaceTime and you had the first drink.
Yep.
So
feeling it a bit with that, but I was really feeling it with the glass of wine. Then I wanted another drink, and I poured the rest of the wine, took like two drinks of it, then Brian spilled it all over me. And then our friend Gus called Brian to try and play video games, but then I was drunk and answered it and made him FaceTime. So then I talked to Gus and Kirsten for a while on FaceTime. That's when he spilt my wine. And then, I got a white claw. Oh my god, I drank way too much. And then I got a white claw during that. And then as soon as Kirsten and I hung up, then Monique had called my phone while I was in the middle of that. So then I FaceTimed her back. And we finished our white claws. And then my mom and sister were drinking Baileys. And I was like, god, I really want some Baileys. But we didn't have Baileys, we had Kahlua. And I was like, but I want it, like, sweeter, you know, because Kahlua's a little stronger than Baileys.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian had the great idea to make alcoholic milkshakes.
No, you did.
I had the idea?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Brina says hi. She heard you.
Hi, Brina! Says
hi. She just came downstairs. So, then I made alcoholic milkshakes, and I put in a little bit of Kahlua, because it's like 70 proof. And Brian's like, that's all you're putting in? And so I just poured the rest of the bottle after he said that.
I love so that.
Strong.
I love that.
I had two of those.
And I then, know you're... You were texting me, and I'm like, oh my god, that's all I could think about right before I fell asleep was that.
So
I'm surprised I didn't dream about it.
Yeah. Oh, and then as I was drinking the milkshakes, right, then Brian went on games with Gus, and then they kept handing the controllers and headsets over to Kirsten and I. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to play, and it was so fun, drunk, and I was just dying, like, a good belly laugh every time I died. And these people who were playing us were probably like, what is going on? Because then, like, once we'd get, like, they'd kill us, like, 5 times, 6, you need to win, Brian and Gus would take it back and, like, destroy them, so it was really funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That actually does sound pretty fun. You were playing COD?
I was a hot mess. Yep, I was playing COD. Gunfight.
Love that.
Which is 2-on-2. Right, that was gunfight, honey? Yeah. Yeah. What'd you do yesterday?
So, first I woke up and laid in bed and watched YouTube videos.
Lovely.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be productive. So I cleaned out my closet, my side. I still have yet to have Austin clean out his side. Awesome. I went through, I had all these bags of, like, that I stored stuff in my closet, so I went through those, threw out the trash I don't need and whatever. Went through my sweatshirts, clothes, dresses, and have a garbage bag that's bigger than me.
Dang.
Filled with clothes, so I put that in my garage. And then cleaned our bathroom. Yeah. Cleaned our bathroom, so that was nice. Cleaned our downstairs bathroom. FaceTimed you, obviously. We already talked about that. And then, yeah. Then after that, I basically just watched my show, Dynasty, that I've been obsessed with for the past month or so. And I finished it.
Dang. That's impressive.
I texted you in panic because I needed to watch the season 3 that's out right now but still hasn't come on Netflix.
Sad.
I know, but they didn't. You have to buy it on Amazon Prime because Josie was nice enough to let me use your Amazon Prime.
Anytime, girl.
And then I was like, oh, they have episodes on CW. Well, I thought they had 4 through whatever the newest one is, but really it was like the 9th episode through whatever the newest one is, and then before that was just trailers of each episode. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to suck it up and just wait till it comes out in May, because I'm not gonna pay $20 to buy the whole thing.
Nope.
Or $2 an episode, so.
Nope.
Yeah, fuck that. So then I went to bed all depressed.
Oh.
Then I had a really weird dream. Do you wanna know about my dream?
Yes.
Okay, so it was me, you were there, I don't know if Ryan was or not, I don't think he was, but Austin was there, and then these random people that I'd never seen before in my life.
Oh, good.
I didn't even, like, recognize their face, like, I don't think I saw their faces ever, but they're random people, but they were, like, our friends in this dream.
Huh.
And then the bad guy from the show Dynasty was in there, and he was, like, with our group.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, like, go through this forest thing or whatever, and there was these big, giant Venus fly traps that we had to hop through and run through and not get caught and die by them.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
That episode of That's So Raven with the big Venus fly trap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then, so we got past the big patch of Venus fly traps, but then we got to, like, this mist. And I was like, oh, we need to go back. We need to turn around. So we all, like, ran out. And there was this gate we had to run past. And the last person who ran through the gate turned into, like, a 5-year-old or something and was trapped there forever.
Oh,
and the last two guys stayed back because they felt bad. They didn't want to, like, they're friends or something and didn't want to let the other one. Yeah. So they both were still the same age. And as long as there were still two of them in there, they would stay that age. But then they saw something, like, down this hill that they went to run after, and it was that bad guy from Dynasty.
Oh,
and
he started
spraying this stuff in their face, and I was standing next to you, and I was like, did Austin get out? And he was. But then we started feeling this mist on our faces, too, so I was like, we need to run!
And
I could literally taste it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so we start running. And then we slowly are dying, and then I wake up.
Oh, wow. That's a great dream.
Right.
So glad.
I know.
So glad I asked.
Right? Wow. Like, who dreams this stuff? Right. So that was interesting. And now we're on to today, drinking our coffee.
Yeah, lovely. Mm-hmm. Glad we're alive.
But we did come up with this awesome game to play each day.
Yes.
Where it's like, we're calling it,
What in the Quarantine?
What in the Quarantine? So we guess, we each come up, each day one of us will come up with an activity or just something you can do during this quarantine time. And we just describe it, and the other person has to try and guess what you're describing.
Yes. So you're going to describe first, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I have no idea what she's going to be describing. We didn't talk about this beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's obviously something you do at home. You can do it by yourself. You can do it with your significant other. You can do it with some more people if you want to.
All right.
But maybe not, you know, during the quarantine because we're social distancing and stuff.
Okay.
You go up and down a lot.
Oh my.
It makes you very sweaty.
Whoa.
Some people like to keep their socks and shoes on. Some people don't.
Push-ups?
No.
Okay. Is it working out in general?
I mean, basically, like, at home workout.
At home workout. Got it.
Ha. Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah.
That was clever. I liked that.
You know, it kind of sounded like sex, but.
Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Getting into orgy territory.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So then I'll do that tomorrow. It was a great one, Brina. 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to just do a little venting. We're going to call it First World COVID-19 Problems, right?
Right.
So we talked about how this is serious, big picture. But this is also affecting all of our everyday lives. And everyone needs to complain a little bit about how it's affecting theirs. So we're just going to share some of our grievances every day.
Right.
Yeah. Brina, what's your biggest problem with COVID-19?
When I'm home for a long period of time, I like to get out of the house and go to the mall or something, even though I don't necessarily have to buy something, but I just like to get out, go to the mall, look at clothes, look at all the stuff that's there because I find that joyful. I can't do that right now, so now I find myself online shopping, and that's just not good.
Yeah.
So.
Girl. Same. Mm-hmm. I don't even go to the store normally. I just, something about being told I have to stay inside makes me want to online shop.
Right.
Exactly. But I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle.
I honestly... go ahead.
And now, like, places are only delivering, like, essentials, so there's not even all these places to online shop. They're starting to shut down.
Right. And I can't go to my favorite sushi place. What am I going to do without sushi?
Oh.
I'm not going to make my own sushi. Actually, I don't know.
You know, you could learn to make your own sushi.
I don't want to. Okay. too much work.
You could do like a California roll. That doesn't have live fish.
We did see them at Aldi's when we went grocery shopping the other day. But they're like frozen, and I don't like unthaw them, and then they're gonna be all soggy, I think. So
yeah,
but
that's not ideal.
There was no like, I went to Piggly Wiggly, and sometimes they have a section where they have, you know, the California rolls or whatever out. They didn't have none of that.
Yeah.
Couldn't
even buy it then?
Nope. And then when me and Austin went to Woodman's yesterday, they didn't have it there either. So
rude.
I know.
Yeah. So no sushi and can't go shopping.
Nope.
First world COVID-19 problem.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, other than that, I really don't mind so far being quarantined because I've been keeping myself busy.
Yeah.
But I know there are people who are probably by themselves, which can get kind of hard.
But that's gotta be hard.
FaceTime a friend, FaceTime your family, you know, if they're not living with you or they're far away. You know, sit outside if you can for a little bit in the sun. Or,
or
if it's sunny by you, open a window, open the shades, lay in front of the sun there.
Oh,
honestly, it does help.
Because all of our parks and beaches are closed, so.
Yeah.
It's rough. Yeah. You know, we're all in this together. We all have our problems. Vent if you'd like, it's okay. All right. I think that's about as long as a mini-sode should be, right?
Right. That's all we got for today, folks.
Yeah, we'll catch back up tomorrow.
See you then.
Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.